And as we've just heard from Silvio Poggioli, President Bush was very careful in Rome today not to come across as critical of the Catholic Church, despite what the Vatican has delicately called the difficulties of the moment. Plenty of people, though, are criticizing the Church and the way it has handled the sexual abuse scandal. Most American Catholics are highly aware of that scrutiny coming from outside their church. NPR's Wade Goodwin has been talking with Catholics in Dallas, and he found them just as outraged as the outsiders.
Ellen Catterson is a lifelong Catholic, a housewife in her 50s, and a lay leader at St. Bernard of Clairvaux in Dallas. She has watched with rage and bewilderment as the sexual scandal has engulfed her church.
Well, there are plenty of people that are very, very angry. This has gone on and gone on and gone on, and you think, okay, you know, now we've learned our lesson and this won't happen anymore. And then a whole new round starts, and it seems that we have learned nothing.
It is impossible for Catholics in Dallas to talk about the current scandal without talking about a priest named Rudy Koss. In the 1980s, Koss molested 11 altar boys in Dallas. The diocese responded by trying to keep the problem quiet and by transferring Koss from parish to parish. Koss's sexual predation eventually caught up to the diocese.
I always had thought the case should have been settled and could have been settled. Instead, they end up paying attorneys. They hired a public relations firm, and Bishop Grauman's, Monsignor Ray Kemper's testimony in court, I thought it was embarrassing. They sounded arrogant. They sounded evasive. That made me angry. You know, if you've blown it, you admit that you've blown it, and you do what you can to fix it.
The case went badly, and the diocese ended up settling for $31 million. Catterson says that in the Koss case and during this latest scandal, the bishops did what they could to protect themselves.
It's an institutional problem. The whole clerical caste system, you know, they tell us the people are the church, but they don't seem to believe it. They seem to believe that they are the church, and so they have acted to protect themselves.
Ellen Catterson says there is no possibility of her ever leaving the Catholic Church, but she says she has redirected her donations from her parish into other Catholic charities. But what are the criticism coming from outside the church? How does she feel when she hears leaders of other faiths criticizing Catholics?
I'm more aware of the criticism within the church family. I can hardly blame people for outside the church for having a go at us. I mean, you know, the perception of the church as being so big, so powerful. And we have a certain amount of arrogance, or did have.
Ellen Catterson considers herself a liberal Catholic, but if you think conservative laity is any less angry, think again.
The problem in America is the worst scandal that we've seen in the 500 years that the institutionalized church has been in the United States.
Scott Sterling is a self-described Orthodox Roman Catholic in his 30s, a member of St. Mary of the Virgin in Arlington, Texas.
And the church seems to have a standard which is beneath the law, saying we want to coddle these people, we want to, you know, try and rehabilitate them, bring them back in, and you have recidivism after recidivism. You got someone like Paul Shanley, who's getting letters of recommendations from the bishops over and over again. It is unconscionable.
Sterling and other conservative Catholics believe in strict adherence to the historical teachings of the church, including issues like birth control.
I think the bishops are showing incredible imprudence in failing to be strict about how they are going to handle future problems like this in the future, because they lose their moral authority to speak on virtually any topic, be it contraception, be it abortion, whatever.
Sterling is disgusted by the sexual scandal and says the church should never have turned a blind eye to the presence of so many gays in the priesthood. He is infuriated at the attempts at cover-up by the bishops, and he is no less angry about what has been coming out of Rome from the canon lawyers.
In fact, you know, you look at what Archbishop Horan said, saying, well, maybe the bishop shouldn't turn these abuse cases over. Or, you know, maybe we shouldn't throw these guys out of the priesthood. If these bishops think that they're not going to turn these cases in, they might as well just hand over the keys of the diocese. They might as well just empty the coffers right now. This has gone unchallenged from Rome. Rome recognizes that these men speak with great authority, and Rome has been silent.
And as for the criticism of his church from outside the faith, Sterling says it does not make him feel defensive.
If you have a Protestant or a Jew or a Hindu, a Buddhist or a Muslim criticizing the Catholic Church, I think they do it less as Jew, Protestant, Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, but more as an American. I mean, America has certain laws that pertain to civil society, and molesting teenage boys is beyond the pale. It doesn't matter who you are.
Scott Sterling and Ellen Catterson both say the upcoming Bishops Conference in Dallas is critical to the future of their church. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.